It's today.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back. Welcome back is really, and I'm going to bring my guest right on with me, Rob Regish. How you doing, Rob?
Doing great, man. You?
Welcome back. Welcome back. I can't believe I'm in the studio. I feel like I've been gone for a year. It's been almost 2 weeks.
We were following you on Facebook. Looks like you had a great time.
I did have a great time. Elisa and I saw some things that we would have never seen. We got to hang out with Alex Leaf and his family in Seattle. It was really a great trip. But I got to tell you, vacations are exhausting.
I mean,
I am so glad to be back at the beginning of retaining my life again or regaining my life again because I don't know how people do it, especially cruises. I mean, it takes a lot out of you. Traveling, you know, part of it is because of the daylight cycles. You know, in Seattle where we spent 2 days on the front end and 2 days on the back end, It gets dark around 10 o'clock at night and gets light about 4 o'clock in the morning. That was a prelude to getting out to Alaska, where we experienced like a 1.5 hour nighttime of nighttime there, which obviously we went to sleep while it was still light out. You have no choice, but it's it really messes you up. I got to tell you something.
Yeah, that's got to throw you.
But I'm glad to be back. Of course, we have to acknowledge our title sponsor, All-American EFX. You can go to superhumanradio.com to learn more about All-American EFX. And there's going to be some news coming up in the very near future about All-American EFX, All-American Pharmaceuticals, and Superhuman RX. We are joining forces. We have a press release that will come out very shortly, but we are joining forces, and we have a lot of new supplements in the works. So you're going to want to stay tuned on that one right there. How are you doing, Rob Regish?
Doing much better, thanks. You know, it's day by day since Grandpa left, but getting a little better.
And so you did write a couple things in my absence. I know that you wrote something. I guess you posted his obit. Is that correct?
Yeah, I did on my Facebook page. So, you know, a life well lived. What can you say?
Yeah, and we're all dying one day at a time. So, you know,
this is true. This is true. So to spend the time, I guess you could say, I've been working on a new free offer. If you head on over to CoachRobRegish.com/free report, we're giving away the Ricochet Rabbit Fat Loss Report, which normally goes for $10, but it details three unique nutraceuticals that you can use to fry off body fat and fast. It's a pretty cool little report, so give it a look. While you're there, you may notice a new Muscle University tab. Those are my new podcasts, little short 15-minute snippets of my 2 cents on various training, diet, and supplement-related issues.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah.
And right to it, we've got a question from Brett Massois. Am I pronouncing that right, you think?
Massois.
Okay. He says, I just made him French. I'm shopping for a good thermogenic fat burner, not a pre-workout, as you clarified a few shows back. It seems the only thing I can find is caffeine with EGCG, and caffeine with Yohimbine HCL. I do some more exotic ingredients in other products, like Uva Versa, berries, dandelion root, and extract. Any ideas on those?
Yeah, you know, both of those are mild diuretics, and usually they're added, you know, to get the housewives excited when they see a few water pounds come off the scale. I would steer clear of them. They're really not going to get you to where you want to go. Insofar as thermogenics versus pre-workouts, it's pretty simple. Pre-workouts are going to get you jacked up, hopefully lift more weight and total tonnage. Thermogenics are your fat burners. A lot of companies have them confused. One that doesn't is Athletic Extreme, and one look at their product line told me that. You don't hear much about them, or at least I don't, which is a shame in my opinion. Slim FX is their thermogenic, and that is what you're looking for. It's a savvy combination of existing, but also one unique ingredient that sets it apart. It's called 1-METIQ. It is a very potent mood stimulator. It delivers a huge dose of feel-good, so you should know that. It is unique, and this is coming from a guy who spent many, many years on ephedrine and caffeine. The rest of the formula is no slouch either. You know, it's designed to work in concert, each ingredient with each other. Their extended-release caffeine, which is guarana, or at least tweaked guarana, that's an excellent adjunct product, as is the stimulatory amino acids and the rawalsine, a.k.a. alpha-yohimbine. That ingredient does a great job of amplifying and extending its effects, and it does so without the traditional Yohimbe-related sides, like jitters and shakiness. If the product has one Achilles heel, it's that it's slow to kick in. So it takes a good half hour, 45 minutes to feel it. Do not redose at that point in time. It will kick in, and you're going to like it, Brett. I think you'll like it a lot. But credit where credit's due. Hats off to Athletic Extreme. That's a sharp product.
Very good. The next question comes from Clyde Graham. He says, hey, Rob, I hope all is well with you and yours. I was wondering if you have seen or heard from Dr. Scott Connolly. Just curious, as he seems to have disappeared, it would be great for you and Carl to do a show with him and find out what he's been up to.
Yeah, you know, this seems to be a story unto itself, so let's rewind a bit. Things started to snowball for me after I picked up a private message one day from Vince Andrich on bodybuilding.com. He says, Scott Connolly's going to be calling you soon. And I thought, yeah, right. And lo and behold, a few hours later, Connolly, Scott, shows up on the caller ID. The guy spent hours and hours on the phone with me. You know, he sent me samples of his long out of production Progenix. I think it was called recovery powder. And in fact, he was the person who hooked me up with you. So I guess we have him to thank for me blatting on here every week. So some additional color. I consider myself fairly well versed when it comes to this stuff, but I just couldn't hang with him when he got going. You could get on his bad side, though, and at the time, he was embroiled in a bitter, and I do mean bitter, legal dispute with some folks that he went into business with on this Progenix, and, you know, he promised me that he would put this guy in jail, and I think he was successful in doing so.
Nah, I don't think so. I don't
know
what happened.
Well, whatever it was, it consumed a tremendous amount of physical and mental energy, it seemed to me. And I'm sure all of that took its toll on him. To be perfectly honest, I haven't heard from him in years. You know, it hasn't been for a lack of trying on my part, but I very much enjoyed his shows on here because Scott would talk and then Carl, you would translate it into something we could all understand. So where is he? You know, no idea, man, but I hope he's well.
He's kind of gotten sidelined. I've kind of gotten some feedback from some people in the industry that he's still out there contemplating doing some things, but it's hard, you know, in business in general, it's hard to reproduce the kind of success that they had at Metrix. And
right,
quite frankly, with all due respect to the brilliance of Dr. Scott Connolly, Metrix would have not been what it was if it wasn't for Bill Phillips. You know, Bill Phillips was a marketing genius at the right time, the emergence of an opportunity. And he seized that opportunity, and no one would have even known who Dr. Scott Connolly was had it not been for Bill Phillips, in my humble opinion. So that kind of synergy in and of itself is hard to reproduce. And I think that it's been very elusive for Dr. Connolly as a result of that, you know.
Yeah. Wasn't Jeff Everson involved too?
Yeah, there were a lot of good guys involved. But I mean, really, what it really came down to was the formulations of Dr. Scott Connolly combined with the marketing genius of Bill Phillips. And not to take anything away from anybody else. But really, those types of moments in time are hard to reproduce. They really are. It was a synergistic relationship. And I think that, Dr. Connolly himself would probably say, that there was more to fuel that success than just his brilliance. His brilliance is apparent and very clear to anybody who listens to him. But yeah, he's still around. He's been playing with some different things. He's got a cool little cap that screws onto any water bottle that will release one serving of protein powder into the water bottle that he has been trying to do something with now for some 6 or 7 years. Just doesn't get off the ground for whatever reason. But I can assure you that he's enjoying his life. I can tell you that for sure. The next question comes from Mark Melanson. He says, "Hey, Rob, great show. So keep up the good work. You and Carl have a great dynamic going, which is only getting better. My question is, what supplements have you found effective on a budget? I'm a point of sale guy versus the internet. Oh, point of sale guy, I'm sorry. But it seems all of the really cool stuff is online, or is it?"
Well, here and there, Mike, you can find some gems. You know, Walmart isn't exactly the place where you want to be buying the majority of your subs. But several items in there fit the bill. In the pain relief aisle, you know, if you're looking for discount caffeine, they sell Jet Alert, which is their in-house brand. You get 9,200 milligram caplets for $3 and change. Other odds and ends, they have a green tea fat burner that I like. It's a nice all-in-one that I'll use from time to time. It's not perfect, but as a base with other stuff sprinkled in, it's useful. Two liquid gels there contain 400 milligrams of EGCG, or green tea extract, standardized for 50% EGCG, 160 milligrams of caffeine, and you get a sprinkling of antioxidants and adaptogens, which is just window dressing, in my opinion. But, you know, for $10, you're getting your EGCG. Now, this is important because it's overlooked. Over in the spice aisle, many people overlook cayenne, right? Cayenne pepper. But that's a real shame because it adds an incredible kick to your thermogenic du jour, whatever it is. You know, it increases blood flow, really amps up the fat-burning process. In parts of Russia, it's still known as red shoes, right? They put it in their shoes to keep their toes warm during the winters. You will occasionally find a quality valerian or other extract there, but it gets real dicey. I don't even bother. Check to see before you leave if they have an antacid known as, I think it's very simply acid reducer. It's going to be with the rest of them and sold under their Equate, which is, I think, Walmart's in-house brand. Now, if memory serves, this is 200 milligrams per tab of cimetidide hydrochloride. Again, it's sold as an acid reducer. What's curious is that it is an appetite killer extraordinaire. And the last known studies were done around the year 2000, and they showed some pretty significant fat loss. Not only that, it came off around the waist. It's true, though. You know, it looks too good to be true, but it is. And the studies are all cited in my fast fat loss special report. And in that one, it details where to find the fat loss trifecta, really, how much to take of each, and for under $10, but that's one of them. It teaches you how to walk into any drugstore, walk out with the three most powerful fat loss weapons you can find anywhere. You know, it's certainly a lot better than many of the quote-unquote fat burners that are masquerading as 1,3-7-trimethylxanthine, which is really caffeine. So I hope that helps, Mike.
If you notice in the upcoming weeks that the audio on the radio show is more stable, you can thank Marv Leaf, Alex Leaf's dad, because I never realized this, but There's such a fluctuation between my audio and the guest's audio and the commercial spots themselves that it causes some people to have to raise and lower the audio on their radios or headphones. We're going to be striving to make sure that this is not a problem moving forward. So you can thank Marv Leaf for bringing that to my attention. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by the Superhuman Radio Network. We'll be right back.
From the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Later in the show, we're going to talk about how diet affects osteoporosis in postmenopausal women. not all about drugs. Right now we're talking with Rob Regish. This is the Blueprint Power Hour. I got a quick announcement to make before we go on to the next question. Patrick Rogers, who is a friend of the show and with the American Strongman Corporation and North American Strongman, wants us to acknowledge the website activeheroes.org. If you go to activeheroes.org/WOD for workout of the day, there's a link where you can donate some money for an upcoming event. August 22nd, they're having a virtual workout of the day competition to help veterans who commit suicide. On average, 22 veterans a day commit suicide. That's a lot.
Man. That's terrible.
The workout consists of 22 exercises for 22 reps. You can donate money to support those who are competing and will be actually performing the exercises. Patrick Rogers is one of them. He is also a former veteran as well and a strongman. If you go to my Facebook page, I just posted a link, but if you're not there, activeheroes.org/WOD. You can get involved without having to do the hard work. People like Patrick Rogers will be doing the work for you. You just have to commit some money. It's sad because many of us sit home and enjoy the comforts of safety that are provided by the military, who go out every single day with honor and dedication to protect this nation with their lives. Not many of us would give up our lives for anything.
Amen.
So, you know, and these poor guys come home and they suffer from PTSD and other issues related to combat, and they commit suicide. They didn't die on the battlefield. Instead, they come home and life sucks so bad they kill themselves. So, you know, join in and acknowledge their commitment and help out. Okay, the next question comes from Jerry Saganovich. She says, my question has to do with training. I don't aspire to be a bodybuilder, more along the lines of an MMA fighter. I'm 15. Bravo. 5'11 and weigh around 170 pounds. Brand new to this, so would like some direction from you. Also, what's the single most important thing you can tell me about how to keep progressing?
Well, congrats on taking the plunge, Jerry, and welcome to the world of physical culture. I guess the one thing that I would say you need is a way to track your progress. And this really jumped out at me the other day. You're gonna find our cardio cousins have it all over us insofar as ways to measure their progress, right? So there I was sitting on a recumbent bike. I was performing my high intensity interval training, and I noticed there were no less than a dozen ways to track your progress. You know, things like time, distance, watts, speed, minutes, etc., etc. The list just goes on and on. In stark contrast, when I looked out onto the floor, people who strength train, it's like we're in the dark ages, right? Now, yeah, there's the amount of weight you can lift, sure. But not many are tracking anything beyond that from what I can see. Actually, tracking that variable, your strength increases, that itself is in question, because I didn't see many people writing it down. I don't know what it's like in your gym, but in mine, I guess they're committing it to memory, maybe? I don't know. What I'm getting at here, Jerry, is you need a way, ideally several, to measure those strength increases, no matter what program you follow, what exercises you use. You know, you need a measuring stick. Because early on, it's easy, right? Your body's going to be responding quickly. Soon enough, though, that dreaded plateau is going to hit, and you're going to be looking for answers. It is beyond the scope of answering in this question. But briefly, I would suggest you go about this by boosting your one-rep max strength. I call that your alpha strength in the big three lifts, squat, bench, and deadlift, and boosting your beta strength or total tonnage in your accessory or supplemental lifts. The other thing I'm going to warn against is this, overtraining. You know, it's still widely prevalent in many gyms. Simple overtraining causes more plateaus than anything, and injuries, by the way. And in order to mitigate that, start taking your average daily waking heart rate. You know, you can do that before you even get out of bed in the morning, ideally with a blood pressure cuff, right? Because a lot of those, I have an electronic one, it also measures your heartbeat. So a guy like me who's math impaired can't screw it up. Once you establish a baseline of, say, 60 beats per minute and it jumps to 68, cut your training back for a week. You know, deload. Anything 8 beats per minute above your baseline and your body's telling you it's time for a break. So please listen to it. Now, this, of course, assumes you've already learned proper form and, you know, all of the basics. But without those measurements that I just gave you, unfortunately, you're going to be doomed to making figure eights in the open ocean, where, sadly, a lot of trainees reside today. If whatever program you pick doesn't have a way to measure strength, I would ditch it in a heartbeat. I hope that helps.
The next question comes from longtime listener and fan Panos Antanakos. He says, diet-wise, you know what? I take that back. We're going to take our break. Let's do this. You're going to have to sit tight and wait for one of the brilliant questions from Panos till we come back from the break. This is the Blueprint Power Hour. Go to CoachRobRegish.com to learn more. We'll be right back.
To outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function. And no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on SuperHumanRadio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to Primal-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Hi, my name is...
What?
My name is...
Who?
My name is...
Chicka's name, Sadie.
Hi, my name is...
What?
My name is...
Welcome back.
Who? My name is...
Chicka's name, Sadie.
Hi.
So the next question comes from Panos Antonakos. He says, excuse me, I'm thinking of eliminating certain foods to see if I do any better with one versus the other. I'm not talking about cutting carbs. What I mean is sometimes I eat bread and feel kind of puffy afterwards. Same goes for other foods. I get puffy and my energy levels tank. Do you have any experience with this? I know this is going to be a pain to keep track of, but it really is hurting my performance in the gym some days.
Yeah. A couple of different things could be going on here. It's tough to nail down, but I'll do my best. You know, on balance, I think we can all agree that there are certain foods that either agree with us or they don't. My problem is I spent so many years bulking up and eating everything that wasn't nailed down. You know, that never really registered for me. It was just all about calories. You know, I knew big meals made me sleepy. That was obvious. But too small of a meal left me cranky and unsatisfied. So I simply looked at food as fuel. You know, I used to tell coworkers, calories are our friends. They got a kick out of that. Unfortunately for me, that was the extent of it until recently. Jen noticed after meals, I was getting stuffed up, which I totally missed. You know, I didn't make the connection. I used to think, big deal, you know, so you breathe through your mouth, not your nose for a few hours. How wrong I was. I had a phone consult once with one of my favorite customers, Wild Billy Earp. Billy relayed the story that soon after taking the Life Extension Foundation, their food allergy test, and eliminating the offending foods from his diet, presto, he could see his abs. For the first time in his life, he made no other changes. He didn't lower his calories, he didn't cut carbs, he just eliminated foods he was allergic to. So I was sold on that, so I ordered one up. And I got my results the other day, which were emailed to me. I could not believe what I was seeing. Now, most foods I'm okay with, but I get a moderate allergic reaction to the following. Egg whites, not yolks, whites. Cow's milk, gluten, and peanuts and peanut oil. I was severely allergic to, drum roll please, whey protein. Now, I've only been taking whey for 20 years, every day. I literally jumped on it in 1992 when AST Research rolled out ViaPro, which, if I'm not mistaken, was the first whey protein to hit the market. But be that as it may, I was on some form of whey protein pretty much daily. That test and the money I spent for it, which was about $200, one of the best $200 I've ever spent, that test started paying dues day one. Because once I got the results, I got those in the morning. I hadn't started eating yet. I went gluten-free and whey-free the rest
of
the day.
But here's the problem.
Yeah,
here's the problem.
True.
Okay? And we've talked about this numerous times on this show. Those, I just posted on my Facebook wall an article written by Alex Leaf in September of 2014 that no one bothered reading. Non-celiac gluten sensitivity, a new disease with gluten intolerance. Chances are 90% of the population is to some degree gluten intolerant, but we've ignored it. But here's the problem. When a woman is pregnant and when a woman has a baby and she's breastfeeding, what do we know about the woman's diet and how it affects the baby?
Profoundly.
Okay. Well, guess what? It's not whey protein you're allergic to. It's conventionally produced whey protein from cows that they feed grain to because the gluten is getting into the milk. I've talked about this for 10 years. No one has ever checked this out yet. If you started to use truly, I mean, for sure, grass-fed dairy, you won't get clogged up from it, number one. Number two, guess what's found in the egg whites? The stuff that they feed the chickens. Guess what they feed chickens? Corn and grain. What do you think those pellets are made out of? So it's not the egg white that you're allergic to. It's because the whole population seems to be allergic to two things, dairy and egg. That was never the case hundreds of years ago. What's the difference now? The inclusion of the feeds that they use for these animals is passing the gluten on. And so somebody said to me the other day, we were talking about this, yeah, but I've cut 99% of the gluten out of my diet. Well, when you're allergic to something, you're not allergic to this much. You're allergic to it, period. So any of it that finds its way into your diet is going to affect you the same way. You're not allergic to whey protein, and you're not allergic to egg whites. You're allergic to what they feed the cows and the chickens that are producing the eggs and the dairy that you eat.
Makes a lot of sense to me. I'll have to give that a whirl. I know my protein is grass-fed, my whey. So the question in my mind was always, you know, okay, it's grass-fed, but it's still whey. Does that mean I'm allergic to it?
You're going to have to figure this one out as far as the whey protein goes. But I predict that you're allergic to, like most of the population, you have some sensitivity to gluten. And any gluten that finds its way into your diet, you're going to be allergic to. It's going to be hard to separate them. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah. We'll see.
All right, we went a little long with that one. So here's, we're going to take an early break. We have a question from Johnny Gray when we come back. This is the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned. We shall return.
From the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds, and bacteria. That's unless you drink NutriCafe. NutriCafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. NutriCafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the NutriCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one NutriCafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort.
A special episode this Wednesday of Muscle Saves Lives. We're going to be talking to Hassan Moulin, former over 420 pounds, then bounced back with anorexia nervosa, finds bodybuilding, and saves his own life. It's going to be a very, very profound story, I can promise you. So you're going to want to tune into that. Okay, so we have a question, as soon as I can pull it up here, from longtime listener Johnny Gray, and then we'll do the blueprint tip of the day, okay?
Yep.
Johnny says, question for you on the reverse hyper. I finally got one and would like to know how to use it. I understand it works your hamstrings, but how about adding bands, something to consider? Last question, is there any PCT required for Progenidrex? I have put 8 quality pounds on in a month with this stuff, and it's amazing.
Yeah. Well, for the uninitiated, the reverse hyper was invented by Louis Simmons, right, of Westside Barbell fame. He severely injured his lower back several years ago, and he was told by mainstream doctors he'd be lucky to walk again. Right, never mind compete. They said surgery was his only hope, and that really didn't work for Louis. So he turned his back on the knife and went and invented the reverse hyper. The rest, as they say, is history. It trains the entire posterior chain in unison, you know, that being the glutes, hams, and lower back, with, get this, no vertical compression of the spine. And that is its biggest selling point, in my opinion. Even more than that, it's one of the few apparatus that rotates the sacrum, right? And it acts as a form of mild traction when the weights swing to a position below the face. And if you really study the movement, there's little to no eccentric component, which allows for very fast recovery. Now, with respect to how best to use it, it depends what you're using it for. You know, assuming you have no back injuries, a lot of guys use it twice weekly, insofar as frequency. One heavy day, using lower reps, heavier weights, and another using lighter weights and higher reps. The movement itself looks awkward, but when you perform it, it feels quite right. In terms of what to expect, I would tell you the following. It's going to build a tremendous amount of strength in the glutes, hams, and lower back. It's targeted muscle groups. It also takes a lot out of you, but it does so in a very sneaky way. You don't feel it much while you're performing the movement, but once you get off the reverse hyper, you are huffing and puffing like a freight train. I've seen guys toss their cookies after, you know, after 2-3 sets on it. Adding bands, that's an excellent idea. You know, I'm currently using a strong blue band and a pair of minis on mine. They really demand a tremendous amount of explosive force, right, to kick the weight back up to parallel. But they're worth their weight in gold, in my opinion. You want to go slow when you add them. And the reverse hyper is unique in that it's both restorative and a strength builder. So, finally, there's no post-cycle therapy necessary with Progenadrex. You're going to keep all 8 pounds, provided your training and diet are on point. Well, great question, Johnny.
So let's jump right into the blueprint tip of the day, and it's a frustration of yours, is it not?
Oh, my God. I'm going to vent a little bit here, but it's got to be said. You know, the bar has gotten lowered again, and there are a few things that happened earlier this year that are still bugging me. You know, example number one, the willingness of adults who should know better telling 9 to 10-year-olds that we're all winners, even if you got beat 20 to nothing in a Little League game. Here's how the real world works. If you got beat 20 to nothing, you're a loser, period. End of discussion. Go home and figure out why. You know, really stew in it for a few days and ask yourself how that feels. And if you want to feel that way again anytime soon, then you can come back and this time you play to win. You know, I get it. I understand it's just Little League, but we're doing these kids a disservice and a big one, in my opinion, and it has to stop now. The notion that it's okay to come in second place is dangerous because it feeds mediocrity. And mediocrity is something that was frowned on when I was a kid, and today it's celebrated. I said earlier how adults should know better. They don't. Today, right now, as I'm speaking, Planet Fitness is giving away pizza and Tootsie Rolls just for showing up and broadcasting this to attract new members. Now, what does it say about us as a nation when this kind of stupidity appeals to people? I understand everyone has different political, social, etc. views, and it's important to respect those, but giving junk food just for showing up? How stupid is that? We, the adults, have become so soft as to let this go on with no attempt to stop it. Is there anyone in their right mind that thinks it's appropriate to give junk food to people that are trying to get in shape? Let me be very clear. These people can stick it. They're what's wrong with America today. And another thing, I went to the beach this past July 4th weekend, right? I couldn't believe what I was seeing. Now, this may be a Connecticut thing. Maybe it was the particular beach I was on. And I understand someone's physical condition isn't the final statement on who they are. But my God, I think I counted 4, maybe 5 people on that entire beach that looked like they worked out. The rest, right? One woman looked like a candle that had melted. Another one I swore was an island until I got closer. And when did it stop being a great shame to be clinically obese? The kids are really what breaks my heart, right? They're little weeble wobbles following the bigger ones around. Now, I understand physical culture isn't everyone's thing. But when you're built like a teepee, for God's sake, do something about it. Because someday, these kids are going to go out into a very competitive global marketplace.
Not if this current administration and the governments that follow it keep the United States striving for mediocrities.
Jeez.
I mean, if they have to move to another country, they're going to figure that out. But if they stay here in the United States, where everybody's a winner and everybody deserves fame just for showing up, and not only that, but it's quite okay to be morbidly obese, a term that doesn't even find its way into the vocabulary anymore. When I was a kid, it was called morbidly obese because it meant you were speeding along to death faster by being that big.
Yeah, yeah. That's one end of the spectrum. As far as you Planet Fitness people, I hope you choke on your Tootsie Rolls and check out early. I am tired of subsidizing your medical bills, waiting behind you in the checkout line at the grocery store, and watching you poison your kids. You know, things are out of control, and it's sick. It sickens me to watch what is going on, and I'm afraid if we don't reverse this trend, then the country is lost.
Well, imagine a country where somebody like Chris Christie is elected president. His waistline is probably 65 to 70 inches, I'm betting.
And
he's going to lead the country. And I think it's interesting that he decries those who are pro-legalization of marijuana. I don't have an opinion on it, I'll tell you the truth, because in a country where you can buy cigarettes legally and alcohol legally, I don't see the differentiation between smoking something that makes you high. I think it's really quite hypocritic for us to say, oh, pot's bad, but cigarettes and alcohol are okay. But he decries people who want to legalize marijuana as having no self-control and being addicted. And what is he? Is he an example of self-control and non-addiction? The guy looks like he hasn't missed a meal in 40 years.
No, I know. Every time I see him on the news, I want to throw up. You know, again, it's not the final statement on a person, but you know, for God's sake, have some shame. You know, get your act together, and especially if you're going to be a public official who's going to hold themselves up, you know, as something to strive for, don't walk out there with a waistline at 60 inches. You know, no matter what you're doing, it's just, I don't know. In my mind, it's reprehensible. Maybe there's something wrong with me.
Well, no, but you know what? And the idea that drug addicts shouldn't be drug addicts because they're somehow burdening society. You know, it's very obvious that one of the reasons we want to... Why would a government care if those out there become drug addicts? Well, because they're a burden to society. They steal, they cause problems for society that we have to absorb. Why is no one talking about that when it comes to obesity here? We're not allowed to say, well, you know what? Those who choose to be obese are burdening the rest of the country. You're not allowed to say that, even though it's frankly true.
Right, right. It has become such a culture of, you know, you got to be sensitive to everyone's feelings, that if you dare speak out, then, you know, there's something wrong with you, not with them.
I ran the risk of paying $50 or $35 extra because one of my pieces of luggage was 52 pounds instead of 50 pounds. Okay? Meanwhile, the couple standing behind me were each 100 pounds heavier than me. So they were bringing 200 pounds on that plane for the same price as me, but I was running the risk of having to pay a surcharge because one piece of my luggage was a pound or 2 pounds overweight, which was easy for me to shift and take a pair of shoes out of one and put it. And I'm thinking to myself, the airline industry has to be crazy. If they're going to let two people who weigh the equivalent of three get on for the price of two tickets, but want to charge me $50 because my luggage weighs a pound more than it's supposed to. This country has gone off its tracks when it comes to dealing with the ramifications of obesity.
Yeah. You know, you can't control other people, so I guess hold yourself up as an example of personal responsibility.
No, you're not an example. In fact, in this society today, if you are somebody who thrives on taking good care of yourself, striving to buy good foods that you know are healthy, getting to the gym with regularity, getting to sleep on time, you're a selfish, self-centered person. You're actually frowned upon in today's society. In a world today where a TV show like Mike and Molly is popular, where a guy who looks like Chris Christie can run for office and people aren't looking at him going, are you kidding me? In a world today that we are not just condoning, but we're holding up a model today that is, it just boggles the mind.
Like I said, they're celebrating mediocrity, and it makes me sick to my stomach.
You know, it's sad, and it's going to cost us. It's going to cost us in the future. You know, we are yet to start paying the debt for the health debacle that we are building upon right now. We have a generation of people. I mean, think about this. When movies about early onset Alzheimer's disease are so popular that they win Academy Awards because there's such a vast number of people that have been either affected directly or indirectly because a family member has turned 38 years old and developed Alzheimer's disease, and no one has the balls to say the truth that it's because of lifestyle and people need to stop what they're doing. No one wants to say that because that won't get you voted into office today.
Right, that might offend some people.
It's terrible. Listen, a good way to end a show, especially a show that's been off the air for 2 weeks. Anyway, great show today. Go to CoachRobRegish.com, download the new podcast. What's the name of the podcast again?
Muscle U. Muscle University.
I like it. Check it out. Rob, we'll see you next week, brother.
Thank you.
All right, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to be talking about how diet affects osteoporosis. Maybe you don't need Boniva after all. Stay tuned.
Curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for physical culture radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more.
Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net. or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Feels good to be back in the studio after almost 2 weeks off. I guess that's a good sign of a vacation when you're ready to get back to work. So the second hour is dedicated to discussing dietary roles in the manifestation of osteoporosis in menopausal women. My next guest is Dr. Caroline Gunn, who I have to thank for being on the air, because it's about 5 a.m. in New Zealand. Is that right, Dr. Gunn?
Yes, that's right. It's just after 5 o'clock.
Thank you so much.
But that's okay. I'm an early riser.
Good. Perfect. You are with the Institute of Food, Nutrition, and Human Health at Massey University in New Zealand, correct?
That's where the study that we're going to talk about was actually done with Massey University in Palmerston North. I'm actually at the moment in the Liggins Institute because that's where I work at the moment. So that's where I'm based now.
Very good.
At the Liggins Institute, which is a research institute involved with maternal and infant health.
Okay. So the paper that was recently published looked at the role of fruits and vegetables in the development of osteoporosis in postmenopausal women, correct?
Yes, it did. It looked at how whether an increased intake of fruit, vegetables, and herbs could moderate bone turnover. And bone turnover ultimately affects bone loss in postmenopausal women. So we were looking at that first stage, which is can we lower the bone turnover in postmenopausal women with a change in diet that emphasized whole foods and particularly fruit, vegetables, and herbs. So the herbs were quite important as well.
Really?
And not many studies involve herbs, yeah.
Okay,
and that's how the study got its name.
So this actually has been a work in progress since around 2012, correct me if I'm wrong, to describe the design of the original study, I guess it was called the Scarborough Fair Study. Is that correct?
That's right. It was called the Scarborough Fair Study, and people will possibly link the herbs to the song by Simon and Garfunkel, because what I did was I had researched some animal studies where a European researcher had looked at bone turnover in rats and found that there were certain vegetables, fruits and herbs that seemed to reduce bone turnover. And that researcher was called Mulbar, and he had this group of vegetables and herbs, and there was only a couple of fruit in there. But he found it reduced bone turnover, but nobody had actually taken those fruit, veggies and herbs and translated it into a human study. So I decided to pick a group of women at risk of bone loss, which is your postmenopausal women. And the women in my study had an average age of 60. So they had to be at least 5 years postmenopausal. So they ranged from 55 to 70. And I had 150 women. I was actually interested in looking at an increased intake of fruit, vegetables and herbs, but also whether one particular group that Mulba had looked at, if I concentrated all those into one of my groups of women, whether I could see any difference in bone turnover and calcium excretion, urinary calcium excretion, because right, that's another indicator of increased bone loss, and that increases as we age. So I was looking at urinary calcium loss. I was looking at bone turnover markers in the serum, and the two bone turnovers were CTX and P1NP. And I got the women to increase their fruit and veggies for 3 months and also try and have a particular, you know, one or two herbs a day.
Right.
And they had a selection of fruit and veggies that they could eat and a selection of herbs.
What can I ask what the selection, there's a little delay here. I apologize if I'm stepping on you. Can I ask what the choices were of fruits, vegetables and herbs, please?
Yes, you can. The herbs for the women in the group that were consuming the herbs, the fruit and the vegetables that had been shown in the animal studies to be effective in reducing bone loss were parsley, sage, rosemary and thyme, hence the name the Scarborough Fair diet. There was also the vegetables included the allium group. Now, do you understand what I mean by allium vegetables?
Onion,
leeks.
Yeah, like leeks,
yes.
Shallots, scallions.
Absolutely.
Types of, yeah.
Garlic. So the woman were eating that sort of food as well. So onions and garlic in particular, but leeks. There was also other vegetables associated with bone health that from that particular animal study were green beans, lettuce, Chinese cabbage. So not ordinary green cabbage, mm-hmm, but Chinese cabbage. So the women in that group were asked to eat Chinese cabbage, whereas the women in my other group that were also increasing their intake of fruit, veggies and herbs would have perhaps been having ordinary green cabbage, you know, your savoury cabbage.
Right.
Whereas the women in this group would choose the Chinese cabbage. Also red cabbage, broccoli, tomatoes, cucumber. There was about 14 different vegetables. So there was a range of vegetables, and I got them to increase their veggie intake to 6 servings a day.
What about
so
the fruits?
Out of the 6, I said try and pick 3 or 4 servings from this group. So they had a range. It wasn't really, very precise and prescriptive that they must eat this, this, and this. I didn't want it like that. I wanted it, as a sustainable type study. So the woman had a choice of vegetables they could choose from, and they were all quite, common palatable vegetables. And they had the choice of herbs. They could pick one or other of them out of, 3 or 4 or 5. And the fruit, they had to have no more than 3 pieces of fruit because we know sugars, there's a lot of sugar in fruit. So no more than 3 serves of fruit. But could 1 or 2 of those serves be the only 2 fruit that have been shown to reduce bone turnover are dried plums, so prunes, and oranges. Oranges possibly also include grapefruit because it's the hesperitin we think is your main flavonol in there working on the bone cells.
Interesting.
So that was the range. The other group, who was also increasing up to 9 serves a day, so 6 of veg, 3 of fruit, they were having different sorts of vegetables. So they were... I didn't want either group knowing which was the group that was having the bone-friendly fruit and veggies and herbs. So it was a similar, a similar prescription, but different fruit, veggies, and herbs for them. So I had 2 groups increasing their fruit and veggies. I also had another group which I asked to just continue eating their normal diet. And then I did a comparison between my 2 groups who increased to 9 serves a day, and I looked also at the control group and said, well, is there any difference in the bone markers? After 3 months of eating an increased intake of fruit, veggies and herbs, have we had any decrease in bone turnover? And I also looked at calcium and... I looked at their diet as well. I did dietary analysis. I looked at urine pH because we know we would have, by increasing your intake of fruit, veggies and herbs, you're increasing your, probably going to increase your, or reduce your dietary acid load.
Right.
And increase your urine pH. Yeah. So all those things were considered in the final outcome of what we got.
What were these women required to keep a diary? Were these women required to keep a diary?
Yes. I think changing your diet is quite difficult. It's not easy to go, perhaps if you were only having 3 or 4 serves of fruit and veggies a day, to go up to 9. So to aid with compliance, dietary compliance, because it's such a big behaviour change, I did require them to keep a diary because I think that's one of the ways that you can actually recognise what you're eating and think, oh, okay, I'm not quite reaching that target. I'll, do this, and this, make other changes. So the actual diary helped with compliance. And I also asked them to check their urine pH because I wanted to see if their urine pH increased, so became more alkaline, and there has been some studies showing that if you have an increased urine pH of 0.5, there has been change seen in bone markers. Those studies have been done by giving potassium citrate or other alkaline supplements, which make your urine more alkaline. But fruit and veggies are your only food group that make your urine become more alkaline. And the more fruit and veggies you eat, usually your urine pH increases. So that also was another thing they had to record, perhaps a couple of times a week. They could pick which days they did it, but that also gave me an idea of compliance.
Dr.
Gunn. And the woman also gave me 24-hour urine.
Dr. Gunn, we're going to take a break, and during the break, I'm going to try to reconnect the phone because there's a dramatic delay that I think we can eliminate, and it'll make the conversation go a lot better. So we're going to take one quick commercial break. We're going to come back on the other side talking more about dietary interventions that can affect osteoporosis in postmenopausal women. An important discussion, because everything you can do to decrease the risk of osteoporosis is important, not just for women, by the way. As we know from a show that we did not too long ago, men die more frequently once diagnosed with osteoporosis than women from the complications associated with osteoporosis. So this is for men too. Don't think this is just a show about women. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Caroline Gunn. We're talking about the role of fruits, vegetables, and herbs on osteoporosis in postmenopausal women. So one of the questions I have, Dr. Gunn, is when looking at the food diary, did you notice that the addition of the fruits and vegetables caused a displacement of other foods consumed, most notably proteins, which could contribute to the acidification due to the amino acids? Could that have played a role in the outcome here?
Well, regarding the increased urine pH, so perhaps lowered renal acid load, well, it would only be estimated from the diet diaries. We did find that the women did replace some food groups. There was displacement of food groups. So while they increased their fruit and vegetables, so going up to 9 serves a day, obviously they couldn't eat the same volume of other foods, but surprisingly, it wasn't their source of protein from meat or meat alternatives. That tended to stay the same, so they still had the same number of serves from that food group. And in New Zealand, I'm not quite sure what it is in the United States, but in New Zealand we recommend one serving a day of your meat and protein, or, you know, protein alternative type foods. And that stayed the same. It didn't change. Dairy products, the intake of dairy products stayed the same. But there was a noticeable decrease in the number of serves of breads and cereals.
Oh.
So we know there's a reasonable amount of protein in breads and cereals, so that wouldn't have been available. Protein is certainly present in your breads and cereals. So there would have been a reduction in breads and cereals.
Now, it
would have been the food group they displaced to increase fruit and veggies. And in some ways, it's an ideal food group to be displaced.
Yes.
Because similar nutrients in both. But I would say I have a bias towards fruit and veggies because they carry higher micronutrient loads than breads and cereals. But, a similar group of micronutrients. So yes, that was what I found with the diet diaries, and I had one group of women I had done this with back in 2010 or 11. I'd done a feasibility study and I'd seen that happening, and also with the main study where I took the blood samples, I found the same thing. The woman displaced the same food group.
Now, in the more recent study, your observations were more focused on the effects of the herbs. Is that correct?
Yes. In this study, I asked the woman to include herbs. And in New Zealand, we say herbs with the H sounded. But I haven't got too many other studies to compare it with because herbs haven't been included before. I included herbs because I was basing my human study on the animal study Mulba had done 10 years ago, where he had included herbs and found parsley, sage, rosemary, thyme, and there was also dill in there, all had quite noticeable effects on bone resorption. And bone resorption is one bone marker you want to lower during menopause because with inflammation it tends to increase. And with the loss of estrogen at menopause, it also increases. And so we're certainly looking at trying to get that resorption marker lowered. So I thought, right, the herbs have to be an important component of this diet. And so I had to research what were normal culinary quantities and any effects that women might have if they had too much. I did caution the women to only have normal culinary quantities. So there are some herbs, not so much in normal culinary herbs, but certainly some herbs you wouldn't want to be having greatly increased quantities of. But the women were advised that, you know, what we're talking about here is half a teaspoon or a teaspoon of, say, a dried herb or, you know, a small handful of it, say, something like parsley. So we're not talking huge quantities, but they're quite potent phytochemicals that we know are in the herbs. And herbs have been eaten for centuries and have, you know, a lot of dietary benefits. They also have other benefits that we're only beginning to understand about. And I think what I saw in my study was the herbs did contribute to the modulation of the bone turnover.
Interestingly enough, parsley... Yeah. And thyme have some of the highest levels of phytoestrogens found in any plant food out there, which makes me wonder if the pathway of action that these herbs are affecting calcium reabsorption is, in fact, through the phytoestrogen pathway.
Well, it certainly could be. It's one of those things that most of the active phytochemicals in fruit, veggies and herbs actually haven't been characterized. We know there's thousands, but we don't know what they all are and how they work. But we certainly know, as you say, about the estrogen effect with the parsley and the thyme. There's also another effect with rosemary, which is an anti-inflammatory effect. Any anti-inflammatory effect will affect your bone markers. So if you can lower the levels of inflammation in your body, you'll lower your bone turnover, which tends to rise as levels of inflammation rise. And that can often happen as you age. So what I can tell from my study is actually that this group of fruit, veggies and herbs had some effect on bone. It was only a moderate effect, but it was an effect in the right direction, and it affected bone formation and bone resorption markers. Now, I've researched the literature associated with this, and there's not too many studies out there that have actually shown an effect on both those with a group of fruit, veggies and herbs. What we do find is the bone resorption and bone formation is affected when you can give supplements, alkaline supplements,
mm-hmm.
quite a few papers and studies done on that. Or if you give a concentrate like lycopene, or you get the participants to eat large quantities of one type of food like dried plums every day. And the aim of my study was to be a little bit more sustainable in the sense that the women had a choice and they were only eating normal quantities of things like herbs or different veggies or fruit. They weren't eating, you know, six servings of one fruit or one vegetable or one herb, because I don't believe that would be sustainable long term.
Right.
So while I was asking them to increase their intake, it was the main thrust was actually to increase their quantities of these types of veggies and fruit and herbs. So I can't really say what particular phytochemical or action had the effect. That's far too detailed for what I was doing. I can only point, my study can only point in the direction of, well, this fruit, these herbs, these vegetables had an effect on bone turnover.
Here's what I want to do, Dr. Gunn. I want to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I want to talk about nutritional therapies that we are seeing more and more interest in nutritional therapies prior to pharmaceutical therapeutic approaches with people. I want to find out if, it, in your opinion, you think that this type of an approach for a woman who is going through menopause could provide enough of an effect to keep them from developing osteoporosis. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince, since 1935.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do, with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit Prime Nutrition and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee, roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre-intra and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Caroline Gunn. We're talking about the dietary effects of fruits, vegetables, and most importantly, herbs have on the development of osteoporosis in postmenopausal women. You know, We're doing a show very shortly about, once again, resistance training has been shown to affect bone mineral uptake in postmenopausal women, especially load-bearing exercises, not hours and hours of cardio and hours of Zumba, but things where you actually have weights loaded on muscle. These can improve outcomes in these individuals. And here is another promising discussion where just making sure that you're consuming certain fruits, vegetables, and herbs in your diet with regularity can also have this effect. So, Dr. Gunn, in the United States, I don't know how it is in New Zealand, but in the United States, every 30 seconds on some TV or radio show, we are being promoted to take pharmaceutical drugs for everything under the sun that ails us, and even things that don't ail us. But one very popular category are these drugs that affect bone mineral uptake in postmenopausal women. So do you feel that the results that you saw in this group could at least shed some light on a nutritional therapeutic approach for future generations?
I think so. It's as I said, it's a modest effect, but it's an effect that hasn't been shown before with a you know, just a normal intake of selected fruit, veggies, and herbs. So it's very doable. It's very sustainable. What I would be suggesting to women if they were concerned about bone loss is you can just modulate your bone turnover markers downwards or in the right direction, because you want them to reduce, by consuming a couple of, two or three, you know, that's a serving in New Zealand, two or three dried plums, that's prunes, daily. That's not difficult for a lot of, you know, for people to have, and some type of citrus fruit, be it a grapefruit or an orange, daily. If, you know, you're not allergic to those types of foods, certainly, if you can fit them into your diet. So there's a couple of fruits that you could have during the day. Now, as far as your vegetables go, certainly some salad or leftover veggies from the night before at lunchtime, rather than a sandwich, if you could have a large salad to fill up on, and certainly include your protein and your dairy foods in there. I'm not recommending any changes in those, but just perhaps a more whole food approach, a more a higher intake of fruit and vegetables. I'm not sure what your guidelines in the States say. They may be higher than New Zealand's. We have just five servings a day, or five plus, and that's three of vegetables, two of fruit. Now, that's actually lower than a lot of international bodies recommend.
Our government was saying, our government promotes convoluted messages about dietary interventions, yep, because they are heavily invested in subsidized crops, yep, most notably cereal grains, which... just this morning, I reshared, yeah, an article that was in our blog from 2014, because it's very important to understand that there is a growing body of evidence now that most people suffer from something called non-celiac gluten sensitivity, which precipitates as chronic inflammation. After a single wheat meal, the gluten will stimulate inflammation. And this is not just in people who have celiac disease or people with leaky gut disorders and the like. These are with just average people. So much so that I would also say that one of the benefits of your research was the particular food group that was displaced, as you pointed out, was cereal grains, which are known to promote in a pro-inflammatory response. So there's a push-pull in replacing cereal grains with more fruits and vegetables.
Absolutely. So that the inflammation was actually measured as well, and we had quite a reduced level of inflammation over the 3 months of the study. So not only the bone turnover markers, CTX and P1NP reduced, but we also had reductions in TNF, tumor necrosis factor,
alpha,
and
sure.
some of the interleukins.
Yep. Yeah.
And the big thing for me was actually to make it sustainable. I had to have the woman enjoying it, and there had to be some positive, feedback from them. And they were giving me that. They were saying, I feel more energetic. People are commenting on my skin, on my hair, saying it looks great. One lady told me that she went to have her normal Botox injections at the 3 month, during the 3 months, and the nurse administering it stopped in her tracks and said, my goodness, what have you been doing?
Right.
You do not need this Botox injection. What have, your skin is so much better.
Well, it's also worth stating that the pharmaceutical agenda approach to osteoporosis in postmenopausal women is to prescribe bisphosphonates, which are now showing a very strong linkage to esophageal cancer. Esophageal cancer in women who take these bisphosphonates to combat osteoporosis is on the rise, and the Food and Drug Administration in the United States is not saying anything about this. But in fact, these poor women who are being told that this is the best approach to avoid developing osteoporosis, which could lead to a major break in a hip and institutionalization that will end your life, that in and of itself has risks that increasing vegetables and herbs and fruits does not come with, assuming you're eating organics.
Absolutely. And, I mean, as you said, not just women, it's also men that this affects as well. Hormone replacement therapy also is off the agenda for a lot of women because
yes.
of the side effects. So if you're looking at nutritional therapies, you want to see what you could do, what's sustainable in the long term to modulate your bone metabolism. And we know about calcium's important. We know about vitamin D. Getting adequate vitamin D is very important for bone. Also, you've got vitamin C and K. You've got your omega-3s, which you get from oily fish like salmon or kawai in New Zealand. But all these affect calcium uptake. They reduce dietary acid load, and they promote good bone health. So if you can add fruit and vegetables in and herbs, one of the other things you're doing is also adding fiber. And this is a newer area of interest.
Well,
we
have to take a break, Dr. Yep. Gunn. I want to come out from the break talking about fiber. So let's just hold that until we come back from this break, okay? All right, so stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAE EFX.com today for the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information. Read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Caroline Gunn. We're talking about the role of diet in perhaps preventing osteoporosis in postmenopausal women. And it's a very important... Oh, we lost her. Hold on a second.
Talking about your sexual, I ride that.
The beauty of live radio. But we do have Dr. Caroline Gunn back on with us. So, Dr. Gunn, when we were going into the break, you mentioned the role of fiber. And one of the things I was thinking about when you were talking about the inclusion of onion-type foods is that they are well understood to be powerful prebiotics, which promote probiotics. They have something called prebiotic fiber in them, which is very, very powerful stuff. So talk about the role of dietary fiber in bone turnover.
Well, what we know with fiber is we can get undigested fiber to reach the large intestine. What we should have there is lots of our good bacteria that will ferment it, and they will produce organic acid. So the bacteria in the large intestine, which is almost at the end of the digestive system, will ferment the undigested fiber, which, as you're right, there is a lot of good fiber in onions, so it's very prebiotic, but most vegetables are prebiotic. If the fiber gets to the large intestine, the bacteria have something to work on, and when they work on it and ferment it, they produce those short-chain fatty acids,
mm-hmm.
And we know a lot of those are very good for us, particularly one of them, butyrate, has many functions down there, particularly for modulating your risk of bowel cancer. But as far as bone goes, what we know that the short-chain fatty acids actually affect the pH. So all those organic acids that are being produced lower the pH, so that becomes more acidic down there. And because it's more acidic, it actually increases the solubility of the calcium salts. So they get, we have an increased uptake of the dissolved calcium in the large intestine, probably via passive diffusion into the body. So you actually increase your calcium intake. The more fiber you have in your diet, you should increase your calcium intake. And that increased intake can be up to about 20%. So it's a significant source of increased calcium by just including more fiber in your diet. We have recommendations over here for about 25 to 30 grams, and a lot of people don't reach that because they don't have enough fruit and veggies in their diet. So the more fruit and veggies and herbs that you can put into your diet, the greater amount of fiber you'll have, which will feed your good bacteria down in your large intestine and increase your calcium intake. So the more calcium that is taken into your body, the better that will be for your bones, because calcium is one of the key nutrients, one of the key micronutrients that is needed for good bone health. So that is one way of ensuring you have maximum intake of calcium from your food. Just increase the amount of fiber. And interestingly enough, the women in my study who increased their intake to 9 servings a day of fruit and vegetables, plus the herbs were additional, they reported back to me they had no trouble, obviously, with, having a daily bowel motion.
Right.
But I didn't have any reports of diarrhea. I did ask them to tell me if there was any upset, tummy upsets or change in, significant changes they couldn't, found disturbing.
Sure.
There was none of that. So I think the body may be designed to have more fruit and veggies than we put in. And yet the increase in fiber is certainly great for bones as far as the increased calcium uptake.
In
the large intestine.
The message about osteoporosis is lost on men, but we did a show last month that while women develop osteoporosis at a higher rate than men, men die more frequently than women from the complications associated with osteoporosis. So this is something that this message, it seems to be focused on women, but men can benefit from this discussion as well by increasing their vegetable and fruit intake. And some of these herbs, I have to believe, would play a role in their own bone turnover.
Well, I have no reason to think that it wouldn't work with men as well. I must admit, I worked with women because it was easier for me, and I thought they would be more compliant as far as the increased, dietary intake of fruit and veggies went. So I thought, right, well, I'll stick with women. But I have no doubt that this type of dietary intervention would have very positive effects on the bone health, as well as all other aspects of health in anyone, male or female, because increasing fruit and vegetables should lower levels of inflammation in the body.
Yeah.
Because of the increased intake of phytochemicals, and we know that's one of the main ways phytochemicals have a positive effect in the body. They affect levels of inflammation through a lot of cell signaling and other ways as well. So I have no doubt that works equally as well in men.
The only caveat I would say for most developed nations today to insist on organic fruits and vegetables. What is it like in New Zealand, Dr. Gunn? Do you have an organic versus conventional war being waged in New Zealand, or are there still old-style agricultural techniques being used that ensure that the value of fruits and vegetables are not lost with the toxic coating of chemicals?
Well, it's interesting. I suppose we're like most industrialized countries. We are veering more towards the sprays and the non-organic fruit and veggies. But I come from Hawke's Bay, which is used to be called the Fruit Bowl of New Zealand. It's now wine country. But we have a producer there who switched to organic apples growing several years ago, and he can't meet demand. It's so great. He exports, obviously. So I think there's a growing awareness. We also have our farmers markets where a lot of organic veggies are sold, and people go to those, and there's a general awareness organic is better. Obviously, when you've got a family and lots of mouths to feed, that can be perhaps a little bit more expensive for families if they have to buy all organic, because usually you're producing, when you produce organic fruit and veggies, they're generally, you don't produce the quantity. But yeah, there's certainly that awareness that organic is better, and where you can, you buy organic. And a Chinese friend from her parents from China were going around our property because we have a little organic farm, and they were saying that in China the awareness now with a lot of people is not to buy their fruit and veggies in the supermarket, but to buy them in the markets and look for the holes in them. If they can find any sign of animal, insects having eaten them, that's the fruit and veggies they buy.
That's smart. Isn't that something? So when my parents were young, they looked for fruits and vegetables that were unblemished, yeah, and no signs of worms or bugs eating them, because that was the ideal piece of fruit or vegetable. And today we're looking for signs that, yeah, if insects will eat them, then we should eat them too.
Absolutely.
That's interesting.
So, yes, I did think exactly the same. We've come a long way. We've sort of gone in full circle in some ways. Well, certainly that was what my friend's parents were saying in China. That's what all their peers were out looking for. You look for the holes in the fruit, and the blemishes, the holes, the non-perfect fruit and veggies, and that's that indicates that if they're all right for insects, they'll be better for you.
Dr. Gunn, I want to thank you for making time this morning to come on, and it was a delightful discussion. Thank you so much.
It's been my pleasure.
Take care.
Thank you very much for inviting me, and best wishes.
Okay, so there you have it. A very important discussion on how the role of diet alone can affect the development of osteoporosis. Combine that with some weightlifting, and you will never have to take a bisphosphonate, however you want to say it. Anyway, great to be back in the studio here at the Superhuman Nation. We'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you.
Everyone knows.